Following the traces of the female presence in a historical narrative that is almost always written from a male point of view is a difficult task. Yet in Venice, noble women were an essential presence in the management of the domestic economy, an activity no less important for the survival of the families than the commercial, financial, and productive ones. The nuptial dowries of young aristocrats contributed to increasing the wealth of the family of the future husband, with whom a real contract was drawn up. Women often owned property, managed considerable financial capital, and collected rents. Important documents remain as proof of their commitment and vitality, including numerous wills and some tax returns. Several women who enjoyed the right of citizenship worked in print shops and artist workshops alongside their husbands, fathers, or brothers. One example is Suor Isabella Piccini, who learned the art of engraving in her father's workshop. From the 18th century onwards, they became more established in the fields of journalism and writing. Commoners found employment as laundresses, water carriers, maids, nannies, cooks, or prostitutes. They were often employed in craft workshops as beaders, lace makers, spinners, but also worked as midwives, as well as sellers of goods and retail products.